Jennings?
Yes, Mr. President.
How do we get along today?
Well, I'm not sure. We've got a really tough problem here, Mr. President. I doubt if I've seen the Congress, I'd say members that don't usually say something, that come and talk to me, men that support the administration. Across the board, I've had over 47 members of the Senate. I've kept a very careful count that have come very exercised about this situation. Now, Governor Volpe spoke today for the governor's conference, and a right impressive statement he made. Now, I spoke of your concern about this problem today as I opened the hearing. Told the members and the audience, and by the way, that's the biggest hearing, Mr. President, been held up on the Hill, bigger than these Foreign Relations Committee hearings, where Rusk and others are appearing from time to time. This appropriations room there on the first floor of the new Senate office building would not take care of the crowd. So I just merely mentioned that of a backdrop. Now, I had hoped that perhaps we could stop the hearing today. That was my hope, after we hear from Alan Boyd and the governor. And yet, the members feel strongly that we've got to go ahead, that the so-called, you know, concessions or adjustments that are being made are not sufficient. Just go ahead with the hearing. That's all I could do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just wanted to get your reading of it.
Well, it's a serious problem. I'm trying to keep this in balance, and I'm trying very, very diligently to work with our Senate members. And by and large, I think they'll follow me. But this House picture is a difficult one. It's difficult on both sides of the aisle. I've been very frank always to tell you that I felt it was a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
A tough one. That's the best way to say it.
You think it'd be better if we, what do you think would be better if our, I rather read this propaganda on the paper, every senator making his denunciation tonight. The ticker, I've just been reading it. And I don't want to really match a fight and get into it and have Democrat denounce Democrat.
No, sir.
Brother denounce brother, but that's what's happening. And I'm prepared to do it. I want to be reasonable, and I want to take it in steps and let the soldier boys come first, and let housing come next, let highways come next. I believe that we've done more for highways than nearly anybody else, but I'm getting anti-highway, and I'm prepared to do it, and we'll just buck our horns and see whether your committee or the president can do it. And I'm ready to do that if you think that's the way we ought to do it.
I'll be glad to come back to you. I'm trying course here that will not call for any knockdowns and dragouts.
Well, this thing tonight, looks like it's knocking me down, and I haven't said a word. I've been trying to be nice. The Congress first demanded that we withhold non-essential expenditures. Of course, when you withhold them, why are they against that?
Somebody's going to be hurt.
That's right. And then nobody has been hurt much on highways, though. They haven't been hurt much, but anyway, I think if y'all, if that's the way you want to play it, well, I'll play it accordingly, and I think I can hold up my end of the bargain, and y'all can yours, and we'll just see it out. All I want to say to you is this. You're my friend, and you're a Democratic chairman and a Democratic administration. And I think the performance today by all the senators, if that reflects their will, that their desire, and I assume it must, I've read it and I've talked to the witnesses, then you all go your way and I'll go mine. We'll just see how we come out then. And that's what I'm prepared to do, and I'm going to instruct them tomorrow to do that. And I'm tired of this goddamn cheap demagoguery and people holler about wanting to withhold the non-essential expenditures, cut down inflation, and avoid taxes. And then you try to do some of it, you call a hearing and pull them all together and so forth. So we'll just see where the contractors and the good roads, and highways, and traders over in public roads can run the government, or the president can, and that's that simple. I just thought I would tell you that.
I'm happy to talk with you, and I do everything that I can, and I met more this afternoon and spoke in favor of your presidential message on the District of Columbia your day, which is not popular with me back home.
Well, don't do it. Don't do anything. Don't do anything that's not popular. I just do what I think's right. And
the White House asked me to do that.
Well, I'm sorry they did. I don't want them to do that.
This comes, you see.
See, don't do anything that you don't think you ought to do.
Well, I do.
Because I sure don't want you to do anything you ought to want to do.
Well, I'm just merely mentioning that I'm called on by State Department and White House, and I respond. I respond over and over and over again. I'm going to continue to do that regardless of this problem. And I'm trying to conduct myself as an individual there in a way that will not reflect any discredit. I have tried to, when some Republicans, of course, as I said, indulged in what I call demagoguery, I have indicated. But I don't know. I expect there's 75 members of the Senate, Mr. President, that feel strongly about this matter. Now, I'm just merely saying that for what it's worth.
Well, I think all of them do. They want you to cut non-essential expenditures, just raise hell, and then when you withhold them for 6 months, it does. Of course that's right. I know that's true.
No, there